I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World, a co-production of the BBC World Service, PRI, and WGBH Boston. Lake Baikal in Siberia is the world's deepest body of fresh water. No one has ever reached the bottom of the lake until today. The organizers of a Russian expedition say scientists in two mini-submarines touched down more than a mile below the surface of the lake. We'll head out to Siberia in a moment, but first I want to check in with Peter Thompson, who traveled to Lake Baikal a couple of times to write a book about the place. Peter, give us some sense of scale. To say it's the biggest freshwater lake in the world seems a little limited.
It's the largest body of freshwater on the planet. It's got about a fifth of the world's liquid freshwater in it, which is as much as all the Great Lakes of the United States and Canada combined.
I've also been reading that Lake Baikal is home to hundreds of aquatic species, unique aquatic species. Are they under threat of any kind?
They are under threat from a number of different angles. One is just pollution. Even in the middle of Siberia, a very isolated place, there's a significant amount of human influence on Lake Baikal. There's also a threat from climate change. Baikal, of course, it's in Siberia. It's a very cold place, and the ecosystem of the lake has been dictated by a very narrow temperature regime for millennia. The temperature there is rising. It has been for several decades, and it's accelerating now.
Peter Thompson, stay with us. I spoke earlier today with the BBC's James Rogers. He's traveling with the Russian scientific expedition out on Lake Baikal.
I'm about 4 hours off the shore, actually. We set out very early on Tuesday morning. But just to try to give you an impression of what this place is like, it's extremely difficult, actually, once you're here, to believe that you're on a lake. You really sense that you're standing on the shore of a vast ocean, and indeed, when you're standing on a ship out in the middle, you really do feel like you're at sea.
Now, Lake Baikal, as we said, is the deepest freshwater lake in the world, and the idea was to determine precisely how deep. But it seems like with all the technology available, the depth would have been known some time ago. Why now?
Well, I think because it's such a vast and inaccessible body of water. I mean, we're right in the middle of Siberia here. Just to give you a little bit of background, this is actually the same team as the one who dived to the seabed beneath the North Pole last summer, planting that Russian flag, as you probably may remember, and
right,
stirring up some ill feeling among other countries. And perhaps buoyed by that success, it was, whatever the political views might have been of it, a great scientific and technological feat, they decided to turn their attention to Lake Baikal. And one of the things they're seeking to do is to establish what the depth of this lake might be, although they're not satisfied that they've managed to do that today. It may be something they'll try to do again in the future as their course of research continues.
Is this expedition all about national pride and traveling to places unknown, or are there political considerations at play here too?
I think there may well be an element of political consideration here. I mean, that's however people chose to interpret that dive to the Arctic seabed last summer, it's quite clear that there was an overtone there of this is the new Russia, this is not a Russia where things go wrong, this is a Russia which is able to mount sophisticated scientific expeditions to very difficult places.
The BBC's James Rogers there on Lake Baikal. Peter Thompson, I had asked James what the Russian scientists saw down there at the bottom of the lake, and they weren't saying much. Presumably, though, it gets pretty dark.
Yeah. This is 1,500 meters below the surface, roughly.
Almost a mile down.
More than a mile down.
Right.
And you can't see anything below 500 meters. It's as black as crude oil, just a third of the way down. So imagine blacker than that.
Now, in your book, Peter, Sacred Sea, A Journey to Lake Baikal, you actually write a chapter in which you kind of imagine what it is like to go to the bottom of the lake. Take us there.
I imagined taking a dive down from the surface of this incredible sparkling jewel of a lake down to this abyss as black as the center of the earth, perhaps. And it begins like this. Dress warmly, hold your breath, and take a dive. You pierce the surface of Baikal at a soft angle and slip like the low rays of the high-latitude sun into a prism of liquid glass. The water molecules release their bonds with each other to embrace you. Sunlight follows you, wiggles, and scatters. The photons themselves become liquid. Sound becomes liquid, too, thick and syrupy. Gravity loses its bearings and presses at you from all around. Normal reference points fall away, up and down, left and right. Your sense of where you are comes only from subtle changes in light, temperature, and pressure. This will take some getting used to.
Peter Thompson, reading from his book, Sacred Sea, A Journey to Lake Baikal. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.